Hello, and welcome to Book Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. You happen to be tuned into one of our very special Publisher's Choice editions of this show, which means that for the next hour, we're going to be talking to three of South Africa's top publishers and South Africa's top bookseller, and they're going to be taking us behind the scenes of what they do, what they've got coming out this coming month. And particularly this month, most of them are going to be talking about the events and launches they've got coming up. Because September is a very big year in the literary calendar, we've got the Open Book Festival. And all of these publishers have incredible authors, some of them coming from overseas, to appear at the festival on panels and in workshops. So take a closer listen, especially if you haven't bought your tickets for the Open Book Festival yet, because each of these publishers is going to be talking about who you can expect to see at the festival and who they're excited about. They're also talking about their big book releases for the month of September. So there's a lot to look forward to, and I hope you've got a pen handy so you can write down any titles that appeal to you. But if you're driving, don't write anything down. Don't worry, we've got you covered. At the end of the show, Mzu will post a podcast of this show to our website, fmr.co.za, or of course, if you have the FMR app on your phone, you can access it there. So you can go back to the podcast of this show, and you can have a listen and see what you missed. We've also got a new segment on our podcast, which is called Book Choice Shorts. Very excited about this because it's brand new. At the end of every show, we're going to pick our favorite segment and turn it into a podcast short, probably of about 9 or 10 minutes. And so you can go to our podcast page and download that and have a listen to that too. But enough about all of that. We better get on with the show. First up, we're going to have Shakti Pillay, who's here from the Pan Macmillan team. As I mentioned, she's going to tell us what her really exciting big hit releases are coming up in September. After that, we're joined by the Jonathan Ball publishing team. We've got quite a lot of information for us about their authors who are appearing at the Open Book Festival. Then Viz Chetty joins us from Penguin Random House to tell us what their whole publishing team has been busy with and what they've got coming up in September. And I like to round the show off with our very favorite bookseller from Exclusive Books, Batya Bricker. And she's here and she's going to tell us about The Keepers on her bookshelf. So we've got a bumper show lined up for you. How about a track before we get into each of these publishers and our bookseller? First track is called Proudly South Africans, just like this show, and it's by Track 5.
We will be one, proud.
That was Proudly South Africans by Track 5, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. So, let's get on with the books. For our first segment of the show, we welcome Shakti Pillay to the studio. And Shakti is here, and she's going to tell us all about what they've got coming up this September. She's going to talk about the authors that are appearing at the Open Book Festival, and she's going to be talking about their big new releases. Welcome to the show, Shakti Pillay and the Pan Macmillan team.
Hi, everyone. Shakti here, back from Pan Macmillan, South Africa. And I'm so happy to see that we are officially in spring. Or should I rather say, spring has sprung. Warmer weather makes a perfect excuse for a picnic date, a long walk, and taking refuge in a sunny spot with a good book in hand. This September, we've got a heavyweight roster of releases from award-winning authors Sipiwe, Gloria, and Lovu, who delivers an African Gothic at its finest in the creation of Half Broken People. Plus, we have a magnificent and compelling memoir from Peter Godwin titled Exit Wounds. The Heavy Chef team has a new installment to their series in the form of side hustles and startups, and household favorite and beloved author Lucinda Riley has a new historical novel titled The Hidden Girl. Picador Africa is thrilled to be publishing The Creation of Half Broken People by Sipiwe, Gloria, and Lovu, the award-winning author of the City of Kings trilogy. The Creation of Half Broken People is a hypnotic novel tangled together with classic texts of madness and female rebellion alongside elements of the jingoistic novels of Victorian adventurer H. Rider Haggard. The result is an extraordinary reinvention of colonial and patriarchal perspectives. The unnamed narrator spins a web back through a century of colonial possession, political, spiritual, and mental, to imagine the stories of conquest and captivity, control and disruption, from the perspective of the women and men half broken by the stigmas attached to race and mental illness. Equally half broken are those dehumanized by their insane greed for dominion and treasure. With trademark compassion and complexity, Sipiwe, Gloria, and Lovu balances the humanity of her characters against the cruelty of empire, making for a spellbinding and literally haunting account of love and magic. Sipiwe, Gloria, and Lovu will be in South Africa this September for the Open Book Festival. From the best-selling author of Mukiwa and When a Crocodile Eats the Sun, Peter Godwin returns with a moving memoir. In Exit Wounds, a story of love, loss, and occasional wars, Peter Godwin considers, both with tenderness and candor, the life of immigrants, exiles, and refugees, and grieves the many losses that make life both magnificent and unbearable. He brings us into the spaces that make us question, suffer, and celebrate the relationships we have among family and friends, and the healing of our own wounds. Taken from the preface of Exit Wounds, here is what Peter Godwin writes. Exit Wounds is not a conventional memoir. One of my aims in it is to reflect the enduring power of memory. Stylistically, the book tracks the way that memory works, with all its foibles and distortions. It is neither forensic nor objective. It is digressive and partial, rather like viewing life through a fairground mirror. You may have heard about the Heavy Chef team from their previous book, Selling Products Online. The Heavy Chef team work out of Workshop 17 in Johannesburg and Cape Town and empower their vast and growing community by sharing advice from people they call Heavy Chefs or entrepreneurs with real life experiences and who are authorities in their fields. They walk the talk. They own their advice. They eat their own food, so to speak. This September, the Heavy Chef team bring us their latest installment titled Side Hustles and Startups. Side Hustles and Startups is a practical 10-step guide to starting a business in South Africa. It is more than just a book with recipes for entrepreneurial success. It is a guide written by a group of sage elders, superheroes who have dug the trenches and rolled up their sleeves and done their 10,000 hours. Follow the Heavy Chef team on social media and sign up to their newsletter for their latest innovative discussions with thought leaders and titans of industry. Calling all Lucinda Riley fans, if you have been in a Seven Sisters reading slump ever since the close of the series with Atlas, The Story of Pa Salt, then fear not, because we have just the cure. The Hidden Girl by Lucinda Riley is a standalone historical novel reimagined by her son, Harry Whittaker. The Hidden Girl, once published years ago as Hidden Beauty, sweeps across two generations, from the ghettos of Europe during the Second World War to the enclaves of New York's Fifth Avenue. We follow Leah Thompson, who rises from humble beginnings in rural Yorkshire to take the modeling world by storm. And lastly, if you're in Cape Town from the 6th to the 8th of September, we hope to see you at the Open Book Festival. This year's lineup promises to be electric. We are so excited to have our authors, both local and international, decorate this year's panels in the beloved Mother City. The Pan Macmillan authors headlining the festival this year include Shabnam Khan, the author of The Lost Love of Akbar Manzil, Ivan Vladislavich, the author of The Near North, Kaleka Batuma, the author of We Have Everything We Need to Start Again, Ziba Sithole, the author of I Do, Don't I, Lesedi Molefe, the author of Patient 12A, Lindiwe Sangweni Sido, the author of The Syndicate of 22 Natives, Sipiwe Gloria Ndlovu, the author of The Creation of Half-Broken People, and Damilare Kuku, the author of Only Big Bum Bum Matters Tomorrow. Join these best-selling authors, acclaimed poets, and active citizens, as well as literary enthusiasts, for readings, discussions, and eye-opening insights. Book your tickets at the Open Book Festival website to secure your front row seats to this amazing literary experience. There's so much more to discuss and to read with an ever-growing to-be-read pile. So keep a firm eye on the Pan Macmillan social media pages for more updates about events, new releases, and what's trending. Until next time, happy reading from the Pan Macmillan team.
All right, all of those sound absolutely fantastic, but one title just barreled out of there and hit me in the face. I have been waiting for this title for ages. I have spoken about this author far too many times on this show because I'm a massive fan. Sipiwe Gloria Ndlovu, to me, is in the top three authors that we have publishing in South Africa today. She is phenomenal. Her previous series of books, The City of Kings, were just utterly incredible. Sipiwe Gloria Ndlovu is a Zimbabwean novelist. She's also a filmmaker. She's already brought out three novels, and they call them the City of Kings trilogy, although they're pretty standalone. You don't have to have read one to have read the others. I say this in all my reviews of these books. I've talked about them so many times on this show. So the City of Kings trilogy has three novels in it: The Theory of Flight, which came out in 2018, The History of Man, which came out in 2020, and my personal favorite, The Quality of Mercy, is an exceptional novel. If you are looking for something to read that will suck you in and blow your mind, The Quality of Mercy, the writing is just phenomenal. This is absolutely an author to watch. This is an author to collect as well. Anyway, so now the big excitement of 2024 is that Sipiwe Gloria Ndlovu is bringing out her new novel. And I think this is standalone from the City of Kings trilogy, so it's a whole new thing. But I would imagine that her rich, creative, imaginative, gothic voice is very similar, and it's just in a new story. It's called The Creation of Half-Broken People, and you heard Shakti talking about that. So Shakti, thank you for mentioning that book. I am beyond excited that this is finally out. It's been on my list for months. I've been waiting for it, so I can't wait to get it. And listener, honestly, I cannot recommend this one enough to you. Right, so that brings us to the end of our very first segment with the Pan Macmillan team. And now, how about another track? And then we will welcome the Jonathan Ball team. This is Coming Home, and it's by Rocco de Villiers, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio. Thank you. Welcome back. That was Coming Home, brought to you by Rocco de Villiers, right here on Fine Music Radio. With me, your host, Paige Nick, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice. So Mzu Makeita is the master behind the scenes. Mzu builds our entire show for us. He also selects and curates this music, which is all proudly South African music. So thank you, Mzu. We love your work. Oh, Mzu also posts the podcast to our website at the end of the show. So Mzu has a big job to do. Even though he's behind the scenes, he's very much front and center of what we do. Right, enough about the music. It's time for more books. We hand over now to the Jonathan Ball Publishing team, who are also going to tell us what's coming up in September, the big books that they are publishing, the books that they're excited about, and also some incredible events that they've got coming up. Even if you're not going to make it to the Open Book Festival, do follow all of these publishers on social media because they have lots of fantastic events and they're in all different locations. Some of them are at the exclusive books at the waterfront. They're at different bookstores around the country. Some of them are outside of Cape Town and they're further afield. So keep a listen and follow them because you never know when there might be a very exciting book launch and a bookshop near you. Welcome to the show, to the Jonathan Ball Publishing team.
Hello, dear FMR listeners. Spring has indeed sprung, and we can definitely feel it on the book side of the world. With a vast array of upcoming highly anticipated reads, we are all in for an absolute treat. We're starting the month off on a strong note by attending the Open Book Festival from the 6th till the 8th of September. Our authors will be part of many sessions over the three-day period, ranging from talking about holding the world, hauntings, the personal as political, queerness and the divine, reading the streets, and visibility and chronic conditions. We are excited to share that the Jonathan Ball Publisher authors who will be participating in this year's open book are Nozibele Mayaba, author of Positively Me, Hedley Twidell, author of Show Me the Place, Bongani Kona, author of Our Ghosts Were Once People, and Margie Orford, author of Love and Fury. We are also thrilled to be joined by two international authors, Elakhosa Osunde, who will be chatting about their book, Vagabonds, and Khutatoyona Moeng, who will be chatting about her book, Call and Response. If you haven't purchased your ticket yet, we don't know what you're waiting for, and we highly recommend that you run and get them, as they are quickly selling out. Shortly after the Open Book Festival, we're going to be welcoming Louisa Traeger, who will be coming to South Africa for a book tour for her recently published book, The Paris Muse. This novel is about the fictionalized love story between the artist Pablo Picasso and the muse Dora Maar. The novel captures Dora Maar's passionate voice and the agony and ecstasy of her relationship with Picasso. It's set in Paris in 1936, and it provides a fascinating insight into how Picasso was a genius who sidestepped the rules in his human relationships as he did in his art. This literary read will tug at your heartstrings as we follow Dora on her journey of self-discovery and expression. Louisa will have a book launch at Love Books in Johannesburg on the 11th of September. And on the 17th of September, she'll be in Cape Town at the exclusive books at the V&A. And lastly, she'll be having a launch at Stellenbosch Books on the 18th of September. Be sure to attend any of these discussions and don't forget to get your book signed. Our local team has been extremely busy publishing absolute gems for us to enjoy this upcoming spring. First up, author of best-selling books, The Stellenbosch Mafia and ANC Billionaires is back. Peter Du Toit has written a book called The Supercaders, which talks about the ANC misrule in the age of deployment. It reveals how the ANC policy of cader deployment brought the state and the country to its knees. Now we know you definitely want to read this. Peter will have three launches across South Africa, including one at Exclusive Books Hyde Park on the 12th of September, another on the 18th of September at Paul Roos Gymnasium in Stellenbosch, and the last one on the 19th of September at Exclusive Books in Tiger Valley. Another goodie which we're looking forward to is a memoir from the self-proclaimed professor, pundit, and public nuisance, Jonathan Janssen. In his memoir, Breaking Bread, Jonathan Janssen journeys with the readers as he finds his passion for teaching high school learners and becomes a leading academic and thinker amid great transformation in post-apartheid South Africa. He'll have a launch on the 12th of September at Exclusive Book Cavendish.
Do you ever find yourself thinking, what happens when you die? Or how are some people able to see or communicate with spiritual worlds beyond their own? This book, The Other Side, talks about the journeys into mysticism, magic, and near death. It offers original interviews with a fascinating collection of teachers with special abilities, individuals who have gone through near-death experiences, and those who can communicate across worlds using mediumship, gifts, trance, and plants. We get to meet and learn from a man who woke up from a stretcher on the way to a morgue. We get to also meet a spiritual teacher who survived two near-death experiences on an operating table, and a psychic rabbi who communicates with the departed. We also get to hear from a former corporate executive turned Sangoma who runs a traditional clinic. This book has it all, and if you've ever asked yourself those questions, you'll definitely get to hear answers. This book was written by Sarah Billen, who is a multi-published author and writing coach. She'll be having a book launch at the Exclusive Books at the Waterfront on the 3rd of October. Lastly, our local publishing team will be publishing an autobiography called Nomad Heart: Adventures On and Off the Set, which is an autobiography about Ian Roberts, who is a much-loved actor and musician. In Nomad Hearts, he looks back on his long and illustrious career, in which he became known for having a flair for languages and acting from the gut. As a young boy, young Ian ran wild on his family's citrus farm in the Eastern Cape, preferring the company of the local farm boys. It is here that he learned the art of communicating with an audience through song and story. He is a master storyteller with a wicked sense of humor, and in this book, he offers a highly entertaining glimpse of how actors make the magic happen, whether on theater stage or before the TV cameras. Drawing on a career that runs from Long Street to Los Angeles, from Shakespeare to Tsotsi, Ian provides a masterclass on the art of acting, making his life story a vital guide to aspiring actors. His no-nonsense and fearless approach to life means he has never hesitated to tackle challenging roles and to do things in his own unconventional way. Today, he continues to follow his heart and he lets us journey with him. If you're in Johannesburg, there'll be a book launch at Love Books on the 25th of September. And in Cape Town, he'll be at the book lounge on the 2nd of October. We hope to see you there. Be sure to keep tabs on our social media pages to stay up to date with what's happening in September. Because as you can hear, we are all in for a treat. There's something for everybody, and we definitely want you to enjoy. Lastly, we do want to announce that we have a phenomenal icon coming to South Africa for our young readers who are into fantasy. And this is Samantha Shannon. Samantha will be appearing in person as an international guest author at Comic-Con Africa happening at the Johannesburg Expo Center in Johannesburg. She'll then be traveling to Cape Town. So if you do want to see her in Cape Town and also get your many books signed and have a meet and greet with her, be sure to stay tuned to our Instagram pages. We hope you have a fantastic September and we hope that it is bright, sunny, and full of great reads.
Thank you so much to the Jonathan Ball Publishing team. Right, there is a lot that I want to unpack from this segment. There are a couple of books that I actually want to call out and mention because they're too delicious not to mention. Their entire lineup is a dream, but some of them really leapt out at me, and there are things that I want to tell you about them. One of the books that I wanted to discuss that Jonathan Ball Publishers mentioned is a book by Hedley Twiddle. So now the book is called Show Me the Place. It's a book of essays. This isn't Hedley Twiddle's first rodeo. It's not his first book of essays. He's a very good writer. Hedley Twiddle is a writer. Well, one would hope he's a very good writer because he's a writer, a teacher, and a researcher based at UCT. So Google this one, Show Me the Place, these essays. I think you'll enjoy them. He is a really wonderful writer to follow. The second title that I wanted to point out to you is by Bongani Kona, who I know it doesn't relate into an exceptional book, but Bongani Kona is one of the nicest people in publishing that you'll ever meet. Super talented, incredibly kind, massively generous. So this is a collection of short stories that Bongani Kona collated or compiled. It's called Our Ghosts Were Once People. I have this book on my shelf. It's a keeper. I would never get rid of this book. These are stories on death and dying. They are quite wide and broad, but they are very, very good, and I can recommend them. The next title that I wanted to call out, there was a lot in that segment, so there's a lot that I want to talk about. The next title that I wanted to chat about briefly is by Margie Orford. So Margie's just brought out her memoir, and it's called Love and Fury. Now, I haven't read her memoir yet. I've heard a lot of really great things about it. But Margie Orford historically has been a very, very big-selling crime writer in South Africa. She has a number of titles. In fact, I was at my mom on Sunday, and she just finished reading one of Margie Orford's called Gallows Hill. And she told me that apparently in Cape Town, the traffic department, which we know as Gallows Hill, is called Gallows Hill because it was a cemetery. So I didn't know that, and I guess that's what the book's about. So as I said, Margie Orford is an author that many people, including my mother, hi Hillary, many people, including my mother, really enjoy Margie Orford, and I've really enjoyed Margie Orford's crime. And now, very exciting that she's brought out a memoir. I'm told that it's quite striking and quite moving, and it's quite intense, but I've heard that it's exceptionally good, and I would very much like to read it. There are just a few more that I want to call out before we move on to our next segment. Louisa Traeger, who's coming here in October to launch her book, The Paris Muse. Louisa Traeger, she has some links to South Africa. I believe she's got some family in South Africa. I've been to a couple of her events here before when she's been to South Africa to launch previous books. And she's really also a very lovely and gracious author. And her novel, her latest novel, The Paris Muse, is already very much a bestseller. This is a huge title. It's been a massive title in the UK. In fact, I saw that she launched it at Hatchard's Bookshop. So I'm very into Hatchard's Bookshop. For those of you who have never heard of it, it's in London. This is the oldest bookshop in the United Kingdom. It was started in 1797. And it's also the official bookstore to the royal household. So I think if it's good enough to launch this best-selling Paris Muse novel at Hatchard's, then you can expect to have a really fantastic event of a launch here in Cape Town. We're very lucky to have Louisa Traeger come here and launch her novel. And I've heard it's fantastic. And lastly, I want to chat a little bit about Sarah Bullen's book, which sounds fascinating to me. That was the one that the Jonathan Ball team mentioned, where it's all about death experiences. One of the stories is about somebody who woke up being wheeled into the mortuary. And these things are fascinating. I'm beyond fascinated by these kinds of stories. So I know Sarah Bullen really well. In fact, she's a writing mentor and coach. And I did a writing course with her in 2009 before I'd written my first novel. And I think it's thanks to Sarah Bullen that I actually wrote my first novel. She's incredibly talented as a writing coach. She's a phenomenal ghostwriter. I don't even know how many books she's written. And now I'm so excited that she's coming into her own with this is her second book about death. And she has a lot of stories to tell. Her previous memoir, I think it came out last year, is called Love and Above. And it's about her own brushes with death, which are really extreme. You would have to read her story to believe it. In fact, if her story was fiction, you would say, any publisher would say, we can't publish this. It's just too wild. Nobody would ever believe that this could happen to a person. She has lived and died through some really crazy experiences. So I can very much recommend anything that has Sarah Bullen's name on it. If you are looking to write a novel, I highly recommend her. She can get you writing. She can get you going. So you can find her online. And this new book called The Other Side, I'm very excited about it, and I'll definitely pick that up. So that's my roundup of the Jonathan Ball roundup. And I think now we should go to some music, and then we'll welcome Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House to the show. Thank you. That was It's Wonderful by Mike Lartz, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. And this is our very special show where we welcome three publishers, three of South Africa's top publishers, as well as South Africa's number one bookseller to the show, and they tell us what they've got going on. So if you've just joined us, we've already heard from Pan Macmillan, and we've already heard from the Jonathan Ball team. And if you want to catch up on what they were talking about, you can download it off our podcast on fmr.co.za. And now we're going to have our third and final publisher for the show. We welcome Viz Chetty to the show. Viz is from Penguin Random House. Viz has a massive job, as I tell you every single show. Viz helps to select books. Viz sells books into bookstores. Viz works on the production of the books, the paper choice, the cover design. Viz also works on the events to launch the books. So let's hear what Viz has to say about the Penguin Random House offering for September. Welcome to the show, Viz.
Hello, listeners, and hello, Paige. Thanks for having me on the show again. This is Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House. We have some fantastic books as we go towards the end of the year. As I have promised in previous shows, we have a great list coming up from now until December, so you are going to be spoiled for choice. So kicking right off, I've got quite a list today, so I'm going to fly through it and let's see if you have any here that you would really like to get into. The first one is by Jodi Picou. The book is called By Any Other Name. It's the first time that we're publishing Jodi Picou, so it's a big acquisition for us, and we're really excited to have her join the Penguin Random House stable. So we're really excited for this one. So the story is set in two different timelines. So it's set in the 16th century, in the time of Shakespeare, in modern day. There are two characters, two female characters. They're both playwrights. One is actually a descendant of the earlier one, and they are trying to make their way into this world of writing and being a playwright. And they so happen to put their work on a man's name to achieve that success, one of which, the earlier one, obviously has put Shakespeare's name on her work, as we know Shakespeare's most successful writers ever. It's a wonderfully written, wonderfully structured novel. It's so exciting to have Jodi Picou with us. By Any Other Name is going to be one of the bigger fiction releases this year. The next one I would like to talk about is Kate Atkinson. It's Brody number 6. The book is called Death at the Sign of the Rook. If you love Kate Atkinson, you probably are a big fan of Jackson Brody and the series. It's the 6th book in the series. She was supposed to end the series at book 4, and now we're at book 6, and people are still loving it, and they love Jackson Brody. So the book is about two missing paintings, one of which Jackson Brody is investigating, and the other, his colleague Reggie, who's a policewoman, is also investigating. It just so happens that these two missing paintings have been stolen by two different women who seemingly are two different women, but they learn more about that later. I'm not going to spoil it for you. And at the core of the story, when all these characters meet, it is at a murder mystery party where Jackson Brody is now in this house, somebody murdered and a murderer on the loose. So it all comes together at the end. Kate Atkinson does what she does best, which is create wonderful characters and tie them all up in really amazing, amazing ways. Right. The next one is a nonfiction book. We have the great Yuval Noah Harari back on the list this month. Nexus is the book. It's all about information and information systems and how all that tied into where we are now, which is AI. And it's a really interesting book in terms of he talks about exactly how the information systems that human beings built from stories to mythologies, which became religions, which became doctrines and ideologies that were used sometimes as weapons in popular human culture. And he talks about all of it right up until AI, which is just fascinating. So if you ever wanted to know about information systems and the history of it and what it's led to us now, this is the book you should be picking up. It's called Nexus. It's coming out now in September. All of the books I've mentioned here are out in the new month. The next one I want to talk about is The 4-Hour Path. It's by the authors of Ikigai. If you remember the book Ikigai, it's such a bestseller. Everybody loves this book. It still is in such demand even today. That's Hector Garcia and Francesco Mirales. This book is called The 4-Hour Path, and it is a guide to India's spiritual traditions for a life of happiness, success, and purpose. And it's broken down into four pillars, which is Dharma, Karma, Artha, and Moksha, and all these four components and how they actually all intertwine. And one can basically work within these four spheres to achieve great things, success, happiness, and purpose in your life. So it's, if you're in that sort of market for a self-help book, this is a great one. These authors are really good at what they do, and they really take these wonderful concepts and bring it into popular culture. It's wonderful. So that's The 4-Way Path by Hector Garcia and Francesc Mirales. They are the authors of Ikigai. Right. The next one is actually a local book. We're doing a local cookery book this month. It's Braai month, as you know, so I thought I would throw this in there. Jan Braai. Everybody knows Jan Braai. He's done many, many books over the years. This book is probably one of his biggest and most comprehensive ones to date. It's called Atmosphere. We've got it in Afrikaans as well, so it'll be Atmosphere. And it is just wonderful. He's done everything in this book, from braais to poikies to bakes. Everything that he's known that you can cook outdoors is in this book. I kid you not. It's such a huge publication for us. It will be out this month in time for Braai Day. So look out for that. The book is called Atmosphere, or if you prefer the Afrikaans edition, it would be Atmosphere. The next one is also a local title by Gareth Crocker. You probably know the name. He has done some work with us before. This is a brand new series, though, in the Reuben Ellis mysteries. So Reuben Ellis is a policeman. He's got a friend named Zander, and he has a love interest by the name of Melissa, who's a psychologist. And he is in some dire situations. He's just lost his daughter. There was a kidnapping. There was an exchange which went wrong. And now, a year later, after they find his daughter, he's still reeling from that and trying to find the killers. So when you go into the story, it starts off with the exchange that went wrong. And then from there, a year later, Reuben gets some leads which lead him down another path, but leads him to the killers of his daughter. There's lots of twists in the end. It's fast-paced. It's action-packed. If you liked authors like Tony Parks and Dion Mayer, you would love Gareth Crocker. He's such a great, great writer. And there's more to come in the series, so look out for that. Right, guys. And then as a quick mention, the Open Book Festival is coming up. It's a wonderful event every year. If you are lucky enough to go to it, we have a number of authors that will be there. So be sure to go there and have a look at some of the discussions that will be held. One of the main draws for us is a collection of poetry, which we have just published with by Sipho Kazi Jonas. The book is called Weeping Becomes a River. She's a really, really talented poet, activist, and she has written an amazing collection of poetry, and that's Weeping Becomes a River. Like I said, it was just published now at the end of August, so she should be there, and she will be talking about her book and also maybe even reciting some poetry for you. So look out for that at Open Book, Sipho Kazi Jonas. That's about it for me from the September list. We've got lots and lots more coming, so look out for all that. I will be back next month some more. We've got great stuff in October as well. But if you go into any bookstore in September, you're going to see so much new stuff from Penguin Random House. So all the best and happy reading, and we'll chat again next month.
That was Viz Chetty from the Penguin Random House team. Do follow them on social media. Of course, all these publishers are on all the social media channels. They're on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, or what's now known as X, Instagram, and they're constantly giving away books. If you are feeling a bit of a crunch in your pocket, even if you aren't, who doesn't love free books, you can enter competitions and you have a good chance of winning free books. New books, brand new published books. I mean, how exciting. Viz on social media, the Penguin Random House team will also tell you about launches they've got coming up. So you can go and have a glass of wine and listen to authors talking about their books. It's very interesting. They answer questions from the audience, and it's always an enjoyable hour or two out. So next up, one more track. We've got La Vie en Rose by Emile Mini. And after that, we're going to welcome Batya Bricker to the show.
quand elle me prend dans ses bras, elle me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Elle me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de chaque jour, et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle est entrée dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle me l'a dit, là j'irai pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi le cœur qui bat. D'entrer dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle me l'a dit, là j'irai pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi le cœur qui bat. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi le cœur qui bat. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi le cœur qui bat.
Welcome back. That was La Vie en Rose by Emile Mini, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, on Fine Music Radio, with me, your host, Paige Nick. Next up, we've got one of my favorite readers in South Africa. Butcher Bricker is the head of books and brands at Exclusive Books. Again, another huge job. I don't know how these people find time to read. But Butcher is really lucky. Imagine, she can read any book on any of the Exclusive Books shelves that she wants. So you know when she loves a book, it's because she's hand-selected it out of shelves and shelves and shelves of books. So I've said this before as well, Batya and I read quite similarly, so I always look forward to her recommendations, and I'm excited to hear what she brings to the show today. Welcome to the show, Batya Bricker from Exclusive Books.
Hi, my name is Batya Bricker, and I'm the GM of Books and Brands for Exclusive Books. Of course, you all know Paige Nick, the host extraordinaire of this FMR book show, as well as the hugely popular Good Book Appreciation Society Facebook group. Well, I recently caught her TikToking about tosses. Don't you love that name? You know those books that you read once that offered entertainment and escape, but aren't really memorable or reread worthy. Tosses certainly have their place. But today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the other kind, the opposite of tosses, the keepers. These are the books that, on closing the last page, the characters have become friends and their stories part of your life. So much so that you just can't bear to leave them just yet. These are the books you shelve for rereading later, and even just to have the story and the characters close just for a little while longer. The first is simply magnificent. It's called There Are Rivers in the Sky by British-Turkish author and Booker Prize finalist Elif Shafak. You will know her from The Island of Missing Trees, amongst others. This new one, There Are Rivers in the Sky, is an enchanting new tale about three characters living along two rivers, all under the shadow of one of the greatest epic poems of all time. You'll travel to the ancient city of Nineveh on the bank of the River Tigris in Mesopotamia, to 1840s London beside the stinking sewage-filled River Thames, to 2014 Turkey and the ancestral lands along the Tigris, and then lastly, to 2018 London, along the now fresh, touristy pleasure river, the Thames. You'll meet rich and unforgettable characters, the newly divorced hydrologist, Zalika, searching for hope, a 10-year-old Yazidi orphan, Narin, about to go deaf and seeking holy initiation, and the Victorian author, born to dire poverty in the slums and sewers in London, who finds wonder in books and knowledge. Along the way, you will bump into luminaries like William Blake and Charles Dickens, and you will travel the journey along with a single drop of water, a drop which manifests and re-manifests across the centuries. Water remembers. It is humans who forget. For me, this book is breathtaking. It felt like The Next Covenant of Water by Abraham Verghese that we all loved. I'm reading it really, really slowly to make it last. I've only got 100 pages left, and it will most certainly take its place on my bookshelf amongst the other Elif Shafak titles I've saved for repeat reading. I'm unsure about the next one's keeper status. I simply adore Matt Haig. He's the author of The Midnight Library, with its more than 9 million copies sold worldwide, and The Comfort Book. This new one, Life Impossible, offers all that signature Matt Haig thoughtfulness, sensitive writing, and finely observed emotions with a touch of magic. But with its extraterrestrial goats, lizards, and other strangeness, it is a little odd. Having said that, though, some critics are saying this is his best ever. When retired maths teacher Grace Winters is left a rundown house on a Mediterranean island by a long-lost friend, curiosity gets the better of her. She arrives in Ibiza with a one-way ticket, no guidebook, and no plan. Among the rugged hills and golden beaches of the island, Grace searches for answers about her friend's life and how it ended. What she uncovers is stranger than she could ever have dreamed. But to dive into this impossible truth, Grace must first come to terms with her own past. Filled with wonder and wild adventure, this is a story of hope and the life-changing power of a new beginning. What looks like magic is simply part of life we don't yet understand. Another keeper collection on my bookshelf is the best-selling Anne Cleves' Vera Stanhope murder mysteries. The Dark Wives is her new one, and again, she delivers on expert plotting, atmospheric Northumberland, brain-busting detective work, not to mention one of my favorite characters in the genre, the large, shabby, but brilliant DI Vera Stanhope. When a body is found on the common outside Rosebank, an isolated care home for troubled teens, DI Vera Stanhope is called out to investigate. The victim is Josh, a staff member who never showed up for work, and her only clue is the disappearance of 14-year-old resident Chloe. Vera can't bring herself to believe that a teenager is responsible for the murder, but even she can't dismiss the possibility. And then, in the wilds of the Northumbrian countryside, near the Three Dark Wives standing stones, a second body is found. As folklore and fact begin to collide, Vera knows that she has to find Chloe to find the truth. But it seems there are dark secrets in their community, ones that may be far more dangerous than she could have ever believed. I do love a rewriting and reimagining of history, and some of the keepers on my bookshelf attest to this. It's books like Helen Moffat's Charlotte or Maggie O'Farrell's Hamlet amongst them. Another one I suspect will be joining the collection soon is Jodi Picoult's By Any Other Name. It's a fictional exploration into the idea that Shakespeare himself did not write all that we attribute to the bard. Controversial, I know. Two women, centuries apart, one of whom is the real author of Shakespeare's plays, are both forced to hide behind another name to make their voices heard. In 1581, Emilia Bassano, like most young women of her day, is allowed no voice of her own. But as the Lord Chamberlain's mistress, she has access to all theatre in England and finds a way to bring her work to the stage secretly. And yet, creating some of the world's greatest dramatic masterpieces comes at a great cost. By paying a man for the use of his name, she will write her own out of history. And then in the present, playwright Melina Green has just written a new work inspired by the life of her Elizabethan ancestor, Emilia Bassano. Although the challenges are different 400 years later, the playing field is still not level for women in theatre. Would Melina, like Amelia, be willing to forfeit her credit as author just for a chance to see her work performed? Told in intertwining narratives, this sweeping tale of ambition, courage, and desire asks what price each woman is willing to pay to see their work live on, even if it means that they will be forgotten. Now, the thing about keepers, books that you keep on your shelf, is that you often have titles that are years old. One of them that's actually recently joined my collection, but is an oldie, a golden oldie, is Flowers for Algernon, the expanded version by Daniel Keyes. This was pressed into my hands by Tevin, the store manager at Exclusive Books Melrose Arch. It's not at all new. In fact, it's considered a modern classic by some, winner of both the Hugo and Nebula Awards. This is a powerful, classical story about an intellectually challenged man who receives an operation that turns him into a genius and also introduces him to heartache. Charlie Gordon is about to embark upon an unprecedented journey. Born with an unusually low IQ, he has been chosen as the perfect subject for an experimental surgery that researchers hope will increase his intelligence, a procedure that has already been highly successful when tested on a lab mouse called Algernon. As the treatment takes effect, Charlie's intelligence expands until it surpasses that of the doctors who engineered his metamorphosis. The experiment appears to be a scientific breakthrough of paramount importance, but that is until Algernon suddenly deteriorates. Will the same thing happen to Charlie? I found the questions that this book raises so thought-provoking. What is intelligence? What is happiness? What really constitutes a good, meaningful life? It's a heart-wrenching tale of hope, perseverance, truth, and humanity, and it's going to be staying on my shelves. So these are some of the keepers for September. Browse the shelves of Exclusive Books, particularly in the Exclusive Books recommended bays, to find yours.
Well, that was an exceptional segment, and I'm not just saying that because Batya punted my wonderful book club on Facebook. If you're interested, if you like to read books and you like to talk about books and you're always looking for a good book recommendation, you can find us on Facebook at the Good Book Appreciation Society. If you ask to become a member, and we will let you into the club. And Batya also mentioned my ridiculous TikToking. I've just started. I'm also trying not to make a fool of myself, which is much harder than it sounds. So thank you for mentioning that, Batya, for talking about tossers and keepers. And a lot of those books that you mentioned are for sure keepers. And that just about brings us to the end of our show today. You've been tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. And we're going to play out with a track. It's called Gypsy Jazz by the DNA Strings. But before we go, again, I want to thank Mzuma Keta for pulling the show together and bringing us all the music and making the podcast. I want to thank the Pan Macmillan team, the Penguin Random House team, the Jonathan Ball team, and of course, my favorite Batya Bricker from Exclusive Books. Thank you so much for your time, you guys, and for bringing us these incredible books that we salivate over and pile higher and higher and higher and become very anxious that we're never going to get to read everything that we really want to read, but we're going to try. So, until next time, happy reading, and here's Gypsy Jazz by the DNA Strings.